we are going to move to motorsport and to Formula One. And as always, it's great to have Derek Henning of P1 Predict joining me on the line on this very busy Sunday afternoon. Now, today, Dara, we are talking about Miami. We had the sprint last night. And also, the story that we should actually try and claim exclusivity on the Adrian Newey story, because you mentioned that 2 weeks ago. Give us the latest on what's happened over the weekend.
Absolutely, John. It's great to be here. I don't think Miami is the only place getting a bit of sunshine today. We're actually over here in Ackle Island and we're getting drenched with the sun. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely, we broke the news about Adrian Newey before everyone else did. It is officially confirmed. Red Bull have come out with a statement during the week to say that he will be leaving. Now, it's unknown yet as to when exactly he's going to leave. And it's unknown yet as well as to whether there'll be any gardening leave after that, which means that he may be forced to take a year between when he finishes with Red Bull and when he starts with another team. Now, I do believe that they've been able to negotiate that out of the contract and that he could potentially start with another team in very early 25, which would be great for whoever gets him because the new regulations will come in 2026. Now, just staying on the Adrian Newey story, it's very, very interesting for me. I think anyone that's heard the story will also have heard the links with Ferrari, which makes a lot of sense. One of the drivers he's wanted to work with has been Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton, of course, now moving to Ferrari from next year. But something that I suppose, let's see if we're the first on this as well. There are links with Williams. So interestingly, Adrian Newey's already worked at Williams. He has won his first Formula One World Championships with Williams, and now there is potential to go back. So there have been talks with the team principal at Williams, and there has been, so a lot of people are looking at this holistically, and they can see that Adrian Newey is leaving Red Bull partly for personal reasons, but partly because of the chaos that's happening inside. He doesn't want to potentially move to another team that's, you know, riddled with a lot of politics and a lot more chaos. And Ferrari is a very, very big, large organization. It's a large team, and there will be politics that come with it. But he would have free reign at Williams coming into a time when there are new regulations. So a really interesting story to keep an eye on.
Chelsea have gone 4-0 up in the Premier League, just to keep people up to speed on that. But let's talk about what happened. I mean, Lando Norris, fastest lap of the session in Q2, doesn't happen in Q3 for him. Verstappen gets P1 as he thought it was a bad lap. How can Verstappen call anything he does a bad lap? I was listening to Radio 5 Live this morning as I was coming in very early. They were talking about it and they were pretty much saying it's a walkover for Verstappen. They were talking more about Ed Sheeran playing than him driving. So how can that be the case?
So during the sprint qualifying, Lando Norris, in, like you said, in SQ2, so the second qualifying session, he put in a fantastic lap, the fastest lap of the session, but could not connect it for Q3. And this is where Verstappen is different. This guy is consistent the whole way through. Now, he is saying, and you can hear him over the radio throughout the whole weekend, he's not happy with the car. He doesn't like the feel of it. Whatever setup they've got going from here in Miami, he's not 100% happy with it, but he's still putting those laps together consistently. Now, in fairness, the lap that he put together for Q3 wasn't his fastest either. So he was genuinely quite shocked. And the first thing he asked on the radio was what happened to everybody else. So he was expecting more of a challenge considering the car isn't up to his standards underneath him. But the guy is an absolute machine. Like, he is incredible. It's not interesting to watch, but like I said last week, I think it's going to be very interesting to look back on in a few years and kind of realize that we've witnessed this kind of level of mastery in a Formula One car, that even on a weekend that he's not happy with it, he's still walking it. He qualified pole in sprint quali, he won the sprint, he's qualified pole again for the race today, which is his seventh in a row. The only other driver to do that so far has been Hamilton, and he's matched that. It's his sixth in a row this season. He's doing incredible. Another driver, and actually another driver within the Red Bull family, that kind of gave everyone a bit of a shock this weekend was Daniel Ricciardo, who's not had a good season so far. He finished fourth in sprint qualifying and finished fourth in the race, and he held off a very strong Ferrari for 19 laps, despite not having any access to DRS himself and with Carlos Sainz behind him the whole way. So he did incredibly well. Unfortunately, could not make that stick or carry that form through for the actual qualifying itself. and he'll be starting from the back of the grid.
Interrupting you for a second, Darragh, just to tell you, sorry I'm interrupting, but Clare have just got absolutely stunning goal and have pulled the game back to a couple of points with Kerry in the Munster final, which is a big surprise, I have to say. Sorry interrupting you, just wanted to break in with
not
that cracking goal actually. But anyway, you were mentioning, sorry to interrupt you, but you were mentioning, you know, that Ricardo has had a dreadful season, let's be honest with you. He's going into third, and you know, okay, while if we could, I know what they do in racing, you know, where you do betting without the favourite. Can we do that without the favourite in this?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the memes that are going around at the moment. There are people putting sticky tape over the number one slot on the graphics that get displayed for the race, just to make it seem that little bit more interesting if we had everyone down. But look, we've got some great drivers behind Verstappen, and I think, look, if he wasn't there, we'd get to see a lot more interesting race. Look, he's going to win the race. He's going to win it, but we might see that we've got two Ferraris behind him for the race, and we could see a challenge very early on. Now, unless they challenge early, we're not going to see a Ferrari win. I don't believe we'll see a shock unless he fails to finish the race. But we did see the Ferrari start really well yesterday. We did see Daniel Ricciardo start really well yesterday. He's not going to start well today. He's too far back. But we've got the two McLarens up there in fifth and sixth as well, which is a major improvement for them considering last year they didn't even get through the first qualifying session. Same with the Mercedes. This is the first time that we've seen them in Q3 in Miami. But I don't see them putting too big of a challenge in. Actually, very impressed with the Ferrari race pace this weekend. I know I called it last week that McLaren will be pushing Ferrari for that P2 in the constructors. That doesn't look as likely this weekend. You can start to see the difference in race pace, but again, Lando Norris didn't get a full run of the race. He barely actually got one corner out of it, so it'll be interesting to see how hard he pushes in the race when he's starting from fifth. We've also, again, Nico Hülkenberg, I've been talking about him a lot, put that Haas into Q3 again this weekend. Interesting to see as well that his teammate Kevin Magnussen wasn't able to do that. So Hülkenberg getting rewarded, of course, with that contract with Audi from next year. And again, Yuki Tsunoda, the guy that I'm quite impressed with this year, in the top 10 again, and Ricciardo back in 17th. Two guys in the same machinery, and that's who you compare compare them to. Now, I don't see any major surprises here. I think Tsunoda will score points. I don't think that'll be a surprise considering the form that he's bringing in. I think the McLarens will retain position. I don't think we're going to see too many changes in how it's ordered at the moment. And interestingly, that's what a lot of people have gone for so far. So this weekend in the P1 app, we have seen the first set of bonus points. And when it rains, it pours. We've seen multiple people score bonus points. So we had seen two people get the maximum points for the sprint qualifying. And then we've seen one person get maximum points in the sprint, which was me. And we had three others get bonus points. And one person, again, got bonus points in qualifying, and amazingly that was the same person that got the bonus for the sprint qualifying. So somebody out there, Ravi J, whoever you are, congratulations. You've got, as the first time I've ever seen this happen, somebody scored a bonus for two qualifying sessions in the one weekend, and they've scored 16 points this weekend already. Now, considering the leaders of the World Championship for P1 are on 38 points, I think that's a pretty clear indication that nobody, or to everybody, that it is not too late to join up or sign up to P1 Predict. You're still in with a chance of taking the lead after 2 or 3 weeks. So really interesting time there, and a lot of really good predictions this weekend. Again, if you're not putting your predictions yet, I think look at the top five in the position they are. Top four, definitely. Top, you know, the fifth and sixth position may swap, but we're not going to see too many surprises today, I don't think, John.
Okay, now, before we go, actually just remind people as well that you can go to P1 Predict, you can still join, there's loads of opportunities to do that. I want to actually, there's a guy we've been keeping an eye on, that's Brandon McCaughan, because we told a story of the phenomenal opportunity he got, and then found out he's only racing for two race weekends, and even then he wasn't racing in all three of one weekend. You know, it seemed a bit unfair, to be brutally honest with you, but he has actually set up a GoFundMe page to secure a drive for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. So I've seen this on Instagram during the week that Brandon has set up a GoFundMe with a target of raising £10,000. And I think that's what he needs to get into the next round in Donington Park. I would love to see him do it. I'd recommend anybody that's interested in seeing the Irish flag flying in these single-seater series over in the UK. And of course, he's only 20. Formula One could be out of reach, but We have to give him a chance. I'd love to see it. If anyone has, if anyone else is interested, you know, go to his Instagram. It's Brandon McCaughan 89. We could potentially share the link after this to the GoFundMe. Throw in a few pounds and let's see if we can get that Irish flag back on the GB4 circuit for the next race, and hopefully for future races as well. He's an exceptional talent. As I said last week and the week before, this is his first season in these kind of cars, and he is up there. He was fourth going into the championship going into the weekend last week, and he slipped down to sixth this week. But look, that's, we had one race that had to be cancelled because of the weather last week. But this guy is a talent, and I'd love to see him go. I'd hate to see another Irish talent kind of slip by the wayside because of lack of funding.
Yeah, it would be an absolute tragedy if that was the case. Anything else we should keep an eye out for, Dara, before we wrap up for now? We mentioned Adrian Newey, but there is a rather, if someone, no, and I'm not a big fan of these kind of series, I'll be the first to be honest with you. I think it's sometimes convoluted and rather manufactured. I'd rather the real life stuff that I would see week on week on the track. But I believe there's actually another style of Drive to Survive. What can you try and tell us about this and who's involved?
Absolutely. So, Drive to Survive, and I see your point. Now I much prefer the on-track action. But as an introduction to the sport, this is probably the format that most people it's quite easy to digest for most people. So it's a great introduction, gives everyone a bit of a taste and a flavour. And for myself, I do like to see the person behind the helmet. It's really interesting. I find it hard to connect with some of the series where I don't know the drivers yet. So I'm looking at watching an IndyCar series and a NASCAR series to try and get into those too. But what we've seen come out here, and it was Susie Wolf who broke the news this week, Netflix have commissioned a documentary series similar to Drive to Survive, but for the F1 Academy, which is going to give the women in that series a proper platform to be able to launch themselves from. I think this is incredibly important. I think this is exactly what they need, and this is what we need to do and see more of if we want to get women into F1. They have to be given equal opportunities and the equal airtime, and this is a signal of intent from the likes of Netflix, who want this out on their platform. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of talent in there, and one of the drivers that Brandon McCaughan is racing against for the first few weeks of his GB4 career is touted to go into this F1 Academy. So there's a lot of incredible talent there, and this is one way that we're going to get to see it, and hopefully brings it to a wider audience, gets more people interested. And of course, like the football, like anything, in order for it to make money, the eyes have to be watching it, and this is one way to get people in. So really looking forward to that myself.
And before we just go tonight, Miami Grand Prix, what time does it get underway?
9 o'clock, a decent time for everyone in Ireland, 9 p.m. GMT. I'll be watching it. It's not going to be a struggle for me to get up or to stay up that late. But yeah, we're kind of getting back into the phase where the races are starting at normal times for everyone in Europe anyway.
Yeah, as I say, we're moving into summer season. Dara, enjoy Achill Island and the sunshine that's going with it. I can tell you Sandy Road is bathing sunshine now at the minute. So it looks like we're going to have a decent day. But enjoy the rest of the weekend and enjoy the race tonight.
Will do. Thanks, John.